Online Podcast, April 22nd, 2005. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I am going to do something adventurous for myself. I'm heading out the house now, but I wanted to get my tire changed, but I don't really know how to do that. So I'm gonna go to the store. It's like Goodyear tire store. I was gonna go to Costco and buy my tire there and have them put it in and then go to Goodyear to have them check my brakes. But Costco's always busy. They couldn't take me, well, every time I call, like at 10 o'clock, they have like a 2.5 hour wait. So I'm gonna try go to Goodyear and see what they can do for me. I don't really know what my tire is. Is my tire Goodyear? Because I have a couple of them changed last year and then get the other two changed. I don't know anything about my car. I mean, it kind of makes me nervous. I guess for some people it's like their computer. If they don't know much about the computer, they get very nervous about doing anything about the computer. And this is exactly what I'm feeling right now. I need to get my tires changed, but I don't really know how to. I don't want to sound too stupid when you go into the store and say, I want my tire changed, but I don't know anything about my tire. I want to see if it's also a long wait at the tire shop, the Goodyear shop. I hope they do brakes. Because my brakes have been squeaking every time I step on it. And I don't really know what to do. I hope it's no big deal. Auto parts, that's not a car. That's selling parts, not servicing. I don't like this. Two auto parts. Oh, this is O'Reilly. Pro Brake and Muffler. It should do brakes. I want a new tire too. Goodyear. Okay. Goodyear parking in rear. Always have to rhyme. Oh shit, I overshot.
I can I get this with you?
How are you doing?
Good. I have a quick question. I wonder, how long does it usually take to get a couple of tires changed? And
a half hour, maybe 40 minutes.
Oh, okay. It's not like 2 hours or anything.
Oh, okay.
I need to pick up a couple of tires, too. I have a couple changed last year, and I don't even remember. No, okay. I have it done at Costco or something. Okay. And I need to have my... Do you guys do brakes also?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I want to, because there's a little squeak when I stomp on my brakes.
We can check them out when we have the tires off, we can look at the brakes.
Okay, can you find out what my other two tires are and then match that?
Let's go ahead and take a look. There you go, thank you very much.
Is it back there? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, have a nice day.
Thanks, John, you have a good day.
Okay, what a crazy day today. So I got my car into the tire shop this morning, wanting to get a new set of tires. Let me take a look at the tires that I've spent $450 on. It is, what the hell is it, Regatta? Goodyear Regatta 2. Oh, that's the old one. So I'm checking out my tires here, the two new tires. They look pretty good. The tire itself is not too expensive. I mean, it's... I think it's about $167 or something like that. What's costing me more is the alignment. No. So the tire is $167, and then there's also the brakes. Those are the two major expensive items. I came back from the tire place, and but this is really nice. Ooh. Man, it makes... Wow, good tire. Now I can turn really well. My tire is not as tight. I wonder what kind of pressure they put in there. What do you call that thing? The PSI? Is it PSI? I need to go to the ATM. Go to the ATM and get one of my checks deposited. Oh, damn, Mike! Okay, I'm at the ATM. I have a check to deposit. Not enough. Somebody left the ATM card. Who is that? I found a card, but it has no name on it, on the ATM. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm so not prepared. I need to deposit a check. What check is it? Stupid machine's gonna. Yes! Oh, it's the American Express. I overpaid and, well, there's a credit in my account. Yes, I need more time. I'm talking to the machine. Well, I talk to machines all the time, don't I? Talk to my iRiver. Yes, I need more time. 17:12. I'm poor. Why is money such a big pain in the tush? You know, every time I have a money issue, well, how should I put it? Every time I find ways to get rid of a certain credit card debt or whatever, and I thought that, okay, this month I'm gonna save this much, and there is some way that something's gonna happen and then I'll lose everything. I not lose everything, but the money that I thought that I would have, you know, save, I would have kept it for some other purpose or even put into my savings, somehow is spent, no matter what. Ugh, every once in a while you go into this financial issues. Cars faster and smoother. Maybe it'll save me some gas. Gas is so expensive. And it's warm today. Let me turn on my AC. So I went to the tire shop today, right? Wanting to get a couple of new tires, which I did. It was like $167 or something like that. So I got that and while they were doing that, you know, remember I was telling you about my tire, when I step on my brake, I hear this squeaky sound, and apparently I needed the brakes changed, because it's getting to be really thin. I really have no clue what I'm talking about, I'm just guessing. The guy came out and said that, you know, it's like, you know, this thin now, so do you want to replace it? I said, yeah. So I replaced it, and that is like $150 or something like that, or $180. And then they asked me if I wanted to do the tire alignment, and being in Kansas City, of course, the potholes issues everywhere, and So I said, yeah, go ahead and do it. And it was like $70. But I went ahead and did it anyway because I have new tires put in. I might as well do it all there. And, well, I just learned today that I'm supposed to do, have my brakes checked. I don't even know anybody checked my brakes on, because other than going to my dealership for a major fix-up, you know, what do you call that, service, I don't really do anything to my car because I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. And I'm so clueless. It's exactly, I think, like computers for some people. I just have no idea what I was doing, and I'm kind of afraid of doing it. But at least I learned something today. But it cost me $440 freaking dollars. No, don't donate for my tires, just donate for my shows. It's okay, I'll take care of the tires and you take care of the show for me. if you want to. If you're going through moments like this, you know, save the money for yourself. I can survive. It's just, you know, would be really nice. Like one of the listeners. So anyway, I'm gonna wrap up the show. You'll probably hear this sometime Friday or Saturday. So it's my pretty nasty, stressful day. I rarely have those kind of days that is this stressful. But there you go. I will hope that your day is better than mine, okay? And I will talk to you another time. If you're a new listener, you know, try to let me know. You know, write an email to me and let me know. I always like to know who are listening to the shows. I sometimes do get into this thing of, you know, the more I know about the listeners, the more pressure I feel like I have to put onto. Well, the more pressure I feel when I do the show, because I don't want it to suck. But then I think, cute UPS guy in his truck. I've rarely seen any. This is probably the second cute UPS guys I've ever seen. They always stereotyped it in shows and TV show movies and TV shows that UPS guys are cute, but this one's really cute. But anyway, tangent. So I don't even remember what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. And then I kind of think about, I feel like I don't want to disappoint people, but then I don't want to also do my show with the, I want to do my shows when I first started, when I have literally no audience. And I think the few people that I know who listen to the shows are friends that I force them to listen. So I'm gonna keep doing the show like how. Oh gosh, I'm rambling. Okay, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I'm gonna wrap up the show, and I hope that your day is better than my day today, because it's been pretty hectic today. From getting new tires, all that kind of stuff, spending $450 on my tires and brakes. I hope your day's better. I will see you on my next show. And don't forget to smile. I'm even smiling today despite my awful yucky day. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Take care and smile.